Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and here's what you missed.
This whole thing is a sad episode for the country, but like we said in the hearing today, four facts will never change. The transcript speaks for itself. There was no conditionality, no quid pro quo in the transcript. The two guys on the call have both been very clear. No pressure, no pushing, no linkage to investigations in both President Zelensky and President Trump have said. And of course, President Zelensky didn't pledge to do any investigations prior to the aid being released. And the Ukrainians didn't know that the aid was even on hold at the time of the call.
Ready for the debunk, everybody? Hello, hello, how are you? I just can't even tell you what a potpourri of debunkification that testimony was yesterday. It was powerful, it was serious, it was unbelievable. Jim Jordan is lying. The President of the United States is lying. There's a Roger Stone trial going on over there. Roger Stone is lying. Paul Manafort lied to Mueller. So did Rick Gates lie to Mueller. So did Jared Kushner. So did Roger Stone himself. I mean, it's all congealing, if you will, into a giant, you know, like necrotic gravy sore. Okay, the nurses are giggling. If you're not a nurse, it's just disgusting, okay? It's just disgusting. They're just picking out a scab until it dies. And so let's debunk, okay? Jim Jordan says there that let's start with the last one first, okay? That Ukraine did not even know that the aid was being withheld. Let's see if that's true.
Ukraine finds out about the hold.
Oh.
You're not able to give them a reason for the hold. No one is able to give them a reason for the hold. They know the president wants these investigations. And then they're told in Warsaw by Ambassador Sondland, essentially, you're not getting the aid unless you do these investigations, correct?
That's correct.
Oh.
So, you know, you've been asked, how could there be conditioning if the Ukrainians didn't know? But Ukrainians were told by Ambassador Sondland, were they not?
They were. They were.
This is child's play, everybody. I mean, the president is a moron, and everybody that surrounds him, you would think that their lives depended on, oh. Well, let's just see. Is there any other evidence that the Ukrainians knew?
Ambassador Sondland also told me that he now recognized that he had made a mistake by earlier telling Ukrainian officials that only a White House meeting with President Zelensky was dependent on a public announcement of the investigation. In fact, Ambassador Sondland said, everything was dependent on such an announcement, including security assistance.
Oh, my God.
He said that President Trump wanted President Zelensky in a public box by making a public statement about ordering such investigations. In the same September 1st call, I told Ambassador Sondland that President Trump should have more respect for another head of state, and that what he described was not in the interest of either President Trump or President Zelensky. At that point, I asked Ambassador Sondland to push back on President Trump's demand. Ambassador Sondland pledged to try. I suggested the possibility that Ukrainian Prosecutor General, rather than President Zelensky, would make a statement about the investigations, potentially in coordination with Attorney General Barr's probe into the investigation of interference in the 2016 elections. The next day, September 2nd, Mr. Morrison called to inform me that Mr. Danyluk had asked him to come to his hotel in Warsaw. Mr. Danyluk expressed President Zelensky's concern about the possible loss of U.S. support for Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, Mr. Morrison relayed to me that the inability of any U.S. officials to respond to the Ukrainians' explicit questions about security assistance was troubling them.
Oh.
I was experiencing the same tension in my dealings with the Ukrainians, including a meeting I had had with the defense minister that day. On September 5th, I accompanied Senators Johnson and Murphy during their visit to Kyiv. When we met with President Zelensky, his first question to the senators was about the withheld security assistance.
So you see what... You see how easy this is? All right, so not only did Ukraine know, so that's a lie, but Ukraine was freaked out, didn't want to make a public announcement about it because they were afraid that Russia was watching, Russia was listening, and they would lose their leverage in a negotiation with Russia to get the hell out of their country. Any other evidence that Jim Jordan just slept through yesterday? Any other? Was Ukraine, like, ready to do anything? Were they booking themselves to make a public announcement on, oh, I don't know, CNN?
Colleagues on the other side suggest that President Zelensky personally did not feel any pressure at any time. And yet, later on in September, he finally relented in a conversation with Gordon Sondland, according to your deposition, in which he agreed to make a statement on CNN. Isn't that right?
But he didn't know.
He had planned to make a statement on CNN. Yes, sir.
My colleagues also say that the hold on U.S. security assistance was lifted on September 11th without any investigations happening on the part of the Ukrainians.
For all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com. But meet me here for the live show, 4 o'clock Eastern.